It's late at night, and the air conditioner hums softly, kind of filling the otherwise quiet room. You're lying awake, sharing the same bed, your best friend's little sister just inches away. You can feel the warmth of her body next to yours. Neither of you have said anything, a word, for hours. The room feels kind of smaller than it is. The weight of unspoken tension making the space between you feel more noticeable. You shift slightly, careful not to disturb her, but it's clear she's not sleeping either. She's been restless all night, tossing and turning. And the faint rustle of the sheets is a constant reminder just how close she is. This trip, it wasn't supposed to be like this. It was supposed to just be you and your best friend. Simple and uncomplicated. And as things go, plans changed. And his sister joined. He got a girlfriend. Everything feels different. And now, lying here, sharing this bed, it feels like something you can't ignore. It feels different than how it used to. Sharing a bed between the three of you. You can tell she's getting frustrated just by the way she's sighing softly, trying to settle in, trying to go to sleep. And just when you're about to slip out of bed and get some fresh air and you feel it, a soft whisper, her breath warm against your ear, she's a lot closer than you realize. Are you awake? I can't sleep. Okay, I thought you were awake. I don't know why I'm awake, I've been thinking a lot, I guess. But I can practically feel the heat coming from your head. Three, we've gone on road trips, we've been on holidays together, but I don't know, it doesn't feel like I'm supposed to be here. I feel like I'm the third wheel, and I know there's four of us. It's just, you've kind of just been avoiding me. Did I do something? Like, is everything okay? Well, no, I don't know. You've just been kind of different, like dodgy. Usually you think it's funny when I come out of the gas station hiding your snacks in my shirt. You didn't even laugh last time. And earlier today, and we were at the beach, and I mean, I asked you to come swimming with me, and you just said you didn't feel like it, which, I don't know, it's so unlike you. You used to try to drown me because you didn't want me to leave the water when we were little. And now you don't even wanna. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what I did. I'm sorry. It's been years since we've gone to go on vacation like this together. What do you mean things are different now? I mean, obviously that's. And that's what I'm saying, you're just so distant, like, even physically, you can't, it feels like you can't stand to be around me, and, yes, now you're very close, you're just trying to make a point, and, you didn't really have to turn around and face me like that, I just meant, I just meant I kind of miss you, and I want you to tell me what's going on. I mean, I don't. You've barely even looked at me today. And, do I? Yeah, I remember my 18th birthday. It was like a few years ago. I'm not a grandma. Yeah, and you punched his nose because he kissed me after my brother threw cake in my face, and everyone went home thinking you were fucking psycho. And why are you asking if I remember that story? I don't kiss and tell. But yes, that was my first kiss. No, I was fine with it. I mean, it's fine that it was my first kiss. I didn't really envision my first kiss to be in front of all of my friends and family. But why? Were you jealous? Is that why you punched him? Did you want to be my first kiss? Really? No, I don't believe you. Well, yeah, you know you fucking broke his nose, but why haven't you said anything? You've always treated me just like his sister, and honestly, I just thought you kind of saw me as your little sister. No, I've never seen you like an older brother. No, not. I've never seen you like that. You've always been. You've always been you, but to me, you're it. You're you. You're him. I don't know if that's why I've been so hurt with you avoiding me on this trip. I don't want you to avoid me anymore. I want you to kiss me. Yeah, that should have been my first kiss. We should really be doing this. I mean, are you sure you've never said anything? And yeah, I mean, I've wanted this for a really long time. I've thought about this for a really long time, and I imagine for years what it would be like to feel your lips and what you would taste like. Yeah, it's better than I imagined, but I don't want this to be like a spur of the moment thing and then you regret this in the morning. I promise you won't avoid me anymore. Well, it's kind of hard to ignore. Can I touch it? Please. No, I don't have to put my hand inside your shorts. Just over your shorts. I just wanna. I know we shouldn't. It's fine, they're sleeping. I wanna touch you, please. Please. Yeah. Oh. Well, no, yeah, I just really want to, please. No, I... not kissed a whole lot of cocks in my life, I just really want to kiss yours. It's okay, I'll be really quiet. Oh my god, you're so fucking hard for me. Oh, there's that big cock. No, your cock really is so big. I'll just kiss you on your thighs here. I like your balls too. I can hope I'm not too. Maybe I'll just kiss the base of your cock first. That's okay. I better kiss it and lick it up before it drips. I wanted you to see me as a woman. As your girl. Your woman. Oh, now I get to suck the cock that I've been dreaming about. Oh, my mouth is so small, Daddy. I can't. I just was just down on. So good having your cock in my mouth. You know what they say, it's a lot easier to fall asleep after you've come. Especially when you've come really hard all over somebody's face and in their mouth. Yeah.